Yeah, I'm glad for that, like, wouldn't be here, I know, but I just...
But not someone just born out in the country on a farm, like almost everybody used to be, but someone who was really born way out, and had always lived out, and didn't have any education, or anything else, so...
I know what you mean, but I just can't think right now.
Well, some people call them a hick. Do you think of any other terms?
It seems to me like there's another term, but I just can't think of it.
Uh-huh. What do you call a man that comes by here every morning in a truck and puts something in your mailbox?
Mailman.
If someone came up to your door and you were going to go someplace with him and you weren't quite ready, you might say, sit out on the porch, I'll be out in...
Short time. Mm-hmm.
What's the smallest division of an hour, usually? When you divide an hour up into parts, what's the smallest part?
Minute.
If you wanted to get somebody's attention, you wanted to tell him something, and maybe he was a little distance off, and you would shout to him, what would you say?
Hey,
gentlemen. Suppose you were arguing with somebody, and he wasn't paying too close attention, and you wanted him to pay closer attention to you. What might you say? Now you might say now.
Well, I don't know, I guess. I don't do much arguing, I guess.
Well, suppose you were trying to show somebody something, and his attention would wander off a little bit, and you were trying to bring him back to it. You'd say, now,
look here.
That's right, now look here. You go to town, once in a while?
Yeah, about 3 times a week.
If someone went to town, say every day or twice a day, you might say, he sure goes to town, though.
Yeah, we generally say he's... go to town right smart. I know one fellow that goes to town every day.
Mm-hmm.
See him every time I go, and I know he tells me he goes every day.
Oh, what do you call this? This part of your
forehead?
And
here.
Which one?
Right and the left. That'd be your right from there.
Be your
right ear.
Mm-hmm. If a man had whiskers, what would you call that?
Chin whiskers. Generally, a beard.
Mm-hmm. And what's this?
Mouth.
And things inside your mouth?
Teeth. And what do you got in? That's what they're supposed to be there.
And what would you call one of them?
Tooth.
And what do you call the flesh that your teeth are set in?
Gums.
You know, some people call those the gooms.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't know if I've heard of
it. Well, they don't use it much around here, but in New England they use that quite a bit. What's this part of your hand called?
Palm.
And if you double your hand up like this, what do you call it?
Fist.
And two of them?
Fist.
And what do you call things like your elbow and your knee?